Today on Lifestyle, our guests are from Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Wilmington. First of all, Fritz Jones, who is the Director of Program Operations. Fritz, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
And Rita Hollingsworth, who is the Senior Program Manager for Catholic Charities Basic Needs Program. Rita, welcome to Lifestyle.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
We're going to talk today about Catholic Charities Basic Needs Program, and we're also going to talk a little bit about the Catholic Charities Thrift Services, Thrift Shop, that's been in existence for what? How many years now, Fritz?
Oh, gosh. Actually, the thrift services part of our work started as a result of the Depression. So
wow. It goes way back. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about both of those programs and how they are intertwined. But before we do, let's get to know you a little bit. Rita, now, I understand you are fairly new to Catholic Charities. Tell us a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind.
Sure, I certainly am, Bob. I started with Catholic Charities the end of May this year and started my career in the financial services industry, serving clients in the financial services space with MBNA here in Delaware initially and then Bank of America. And very happy to be here. It's been a real pleasure to serve the clients here in the Catholic Diocese of Wilmington.
How do you see a correlation between financial services and what you're doing now with Catholic Charities?
Sure. Good question. Well, you know, in the financial service space, first of all, we're clearly client-facing, and it's really all about understanding our clients' needs and meeting those needs through various programs and vehicles that we had available to us as Banking Center Associates. So here in Catholic Charities and the Basic Needs Program, it's very much like that. You know, a client comes to us and meets with a basic needs case manager who does assess their individual needs and then really connects that person with various resources and programs that we have available that that meet the needs. So in my mind, it's conceptually very similar.
Sure. Fritz, now, Rita's only been with Catholic Charities since the end of May. You've been with Catholic Charities a little while longer than that.
A little longer, yeah.
Yeah.
This coming February will be 39 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun.
Well, you must be doing a good job.
I guess. Either that or I fooled people for a long time.
So tell us a little about yourself.
Well, as I said, I've been at Charities my whole professional career, it's been a wonderful experience. I started out working back in the days with the kids from the group homes and was able to move up administratively and began managing the children's programs and continued to move up until my current position. And as Director of Program Operations, what that means is I get the benefit of supervising and working with all of our distinct program managers like Rita. I've always said I have the best job in the world because these managers work really hard to make me look good.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But my job is to kind of work with them to oversee that we're meeting all our targets and doing as best as we can with the resources we've been given to help people.
Yeah. Well, one of the many programs at Catholic Charities and probably one of the key programs is the Basic Needs Program. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would, please.
Sure. Well, not too many years ago, Basic Needs was actually referred to as a different name, and it was called Crisis Alleviation.
Mm-hmm.
And that really was reflective of some programming that started in the 60s, where we had some, not a lot, but some funding that was to help folks that had some kind of immediate crisis. And literally, probably 7 to 8 years ago, it was maybe $10,000 or $20,000 that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And most of that was in our Wilmington office. And we really used that for a person that would come in and need something like maybe they were 1 month behind in their rent, or they were behind in a utility bill, or perhaps their car had a repair that they needed to have done. And without that done, they couldn't continue to get to work. And so these were kind of like one-in knockoff meetings. They would come in, present their situation. We would ask for certain documentation. They would get the funding and be pretty much told, well, you know, you've gotten your funding for the year. You can't come back. And mm-hmm. so for another year. And so what happened was as the recession hit a few years ago, probably folks remember the stimulus money mm-hmm. that came in from the federal government. And that money was intended really to assist with keeping folks from becoming homeless, and grew to become assistance with people that became homeless to try to get them rehoused. So the biggest change is the idea that we just give this support to them financially and then we're done. We really have embraced with the funders that are supporting us, and we get funding from lots of different resources, but we have really embraced the idea of moving away from crisis alleviation to case management and meeting basic needs in case management. So when we bring people to us now, we're engaging them in a way that's very different than just that one meeting, sending them on their way and seeing if that helps them stay out of trouble, if you will.
Mm-hmm. So Rita, if an individual who's having some problems, maybe they're on the verge of homelessness, maybe their car is broken down or whatever their situation might be, and they come to Catholic Charities, and the first thing you do is you hook them up with a case manager, correct?
That's correct. The first step is a needs assessment. So a basic needs case manager meets with the individual in a one-on-one interview, and they review things like their income and expenses and really assess their entire financial situation and what their needs are. Then they prepare an action plan, which really is created to work towards achieving relevant goals. And then they move into providing them with financial coaching, which works towards achieving goals like, creating a budget, keeping that budget, securing childcare and assessing healthcare benefits. They also review spending patterns with them and help them organize and prioritize bills so that the most important bills are met on an ongoing basis. And they work on other financial goals like understanding credit, obtaining a credit report or opening bank accounts and accessing low interest loans. And then they move on from there to really educate those clients about the various resources that are available either through Catholic Charities or through other agencies here in the local area. Examples of that are the U.S. Department of Agriculture SNAP program that provides supplemental nutrition assistance to individuals. And for low-income households who are behind with rent or mortgage or utility bills, case managers can identify if they qualify for financial assistance through various funding sources, as Fritz mentioned. And we have relationships with various government agencies and other donors that we work with. And we also operate several food distribution programs. We have programs run out of our Byard House in Wilmington, Delaware, and at our Seton Center in Princess Anne, Maryland, and also at Casa San Francisco in Milton, Delaware. We also go out in Milton to 8 different sites throughout Sussex County and in Dover distributing food. And then Catholic Charities have 2 programs, one that are unique in the energy space. The Delaware Energy Assistance Program helps individuals with winter heating bills, and the Delaware Weatherization Assistance Program helps people make their homes more efficient. We have behavioral health services. So those services are provided directly through Catholic Charities, through our employees, and they provide mental health counseling, addiction recovery support, anger management, and domestic violence intervention, and the like. And lastly, the thrift services. As Fritz mentioned, we have our thrift center, and case managers can identify if clients are in need of items and don't have the financial resources to pay for clothing or furniture. Our case managers can provide them with discounts, and in some cases, even provide those items at no cost. So as you can see, we really provide a very comprehensive approach.
It's a holistic.
Holistic.
Somebody might come in because they're about to have their electricity turned off, but they have all of this available to them that could really turn their lives around.
Exactly.
And you can hear, as Rita spoke about, all of the different things that not only the community has in support for our clients that we can refer to, but Catholic Charities has multiple program services that also can assist. So the idea now is to move a person from just getting that one problem fixed to assisting them in managing multiple problems and assist them towards self-sufficiency. Mm-hmm. Now, that's all great, but it's a different way of thinking for many of our clients. Our clients are with us for a reason. Many of them are in trouble because they've lost their jobs. Their lives are fairly chaotic. There's a lot of challenges in their day-to-day life management. And so in trying to engage them in ongoing case management, trying to get people to come back 2 and 3 and 5 and 6, how many case management appointments it takes to be able to process and work with some of these things, hasn't always been easy. A lot of our folks really push back a little. It's not uncommon for some to kind of drop out. Some come back and say, you know what, I need your help. I'll do it this time. And it's been really great to watch our resources developed to be able to support them both internal to Catholic Charities and with collaboration with other organizations. And we have terrific success stories of people that have engaged in case management and are now, you know, they've left 10 or 15 or 20 years of being really not self-sufficient behind them and are self-sufficient. But it takes a lot of work and cajoling and creating an environment where people want to come back. And that's one of the things that our case managers are really good at as well.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Lifestyle. I'm Bob Krebs, and my guests today are Fritz Jones and Rita Hollingsworth from Catholic Charities, and we're talking about the Basic Needs Program. Rita, how does someone qualify for the Basic Needs Program?
Sure. Well, we have a variety of resources available, as we've mentioned, and many of them do require that we follow low-income guidelines. Mm-hmm. So we are cognizant of those guidelines, and our various donors have specific requirements tied to those guidelines whenever we are providing financial assistance. But, you know, we also offer other benefits that don't have any income guidelines. So we really ask that the individual schedule that meeting with the basic needs case manager, who does identify the best resources and then will provide information on qualification guidelines.
About how many people are served by the program?
Last year, we served over 5,000 clients with direct services administered directly through Catholic Charities or with guidance and information to other community resources.
Now, go ahead, Fritz.
I was just going to say, to give you an idea, I mentioned earlier about the amount of money that we had available. In order to serve that number of people, of course, our resources have had to increase significantly. And I neglected to mention that we provide basic needs in all of our main locations, Wilmington, Dover, Georgetown, Princess Anne, Maryland at our Seton Center site, also out of our thrift store, as well as at Casa San Francisco, our shelter. And so our resources have grown. And this year, for the fiscal year 17, we have budgeted, assuming that we get the funding that we've requested from grants and foundations and donors. And so far, we're pretty close on target. We budgeted between Delaware and the office in Maryland around $400,000 of just direct assistance.
Yeah.
Which is money that goes directly to assist a client. And so that gives you an example of how our resources have grown to be able to support the number that Rita just mentioned.
Sure.
You know, to follow up on what Fritz said, too, I think it would be nice to really specify that if you are interested in information on the specific office locations that Fritz mentioned, that can be found on our website, which is www.ccwilm.org, or by calling our main office at 302-655-9624.
Great. And we'll give that website and that phone number again. We're going to talk about the Thrift Center today as well, which has a very long, as you said, it began back in during the Depression, long history, and its location is kind of an anchor in the community. So tell us, in case our listeners might not be familiar with the Catholic Charities Thrift Center, tell us about it, if you would, please.
The Thrift Center is located at 1320 East 23rd Street, so it's on the east side of the city, and it is in a pretty low-income area. You are correct. It's an anchor in the sense that what it provides to the community are really more than just the retail center where folks can come and purchase used goods, and in some cases even new goods, particularly mattresses, for example, that they could otherwise not afford to purchase. And so, you know, we've been there for a number of years, and it's also a safe environment for people in that community to come to and socialize. A thrift store manager frequently mentions that he sees some customers there every day. It's their social center, if you will. Some of those folks have actually become volunteers for us because we really depend on volunteers. But we've also, Charities has also really made the effort recently to look at it not just as a retail front, but a center that assists in getting goods to other areas of the diocese and of Catholic Charities for folks that may not be able to get to our program up in or the store. Really more like a distribution. So we have a schedule where we pick up things that people donate. We get lots of clothing, furniture, appliances, kitchenware, and we always need more, especially the hard goods, the appliances, and those kinds of things. And the truck is on the road 5 days a week, typically Monday through Friday. But they do route around each month all the way down to our Princess Anne office, to our shelter, to the other offices, so that if there are people that need things in locations other than the Wilmington one, we can either get them what they need or bring back what the other places may have too much of and take mm-hmm. down what they need. So we've really worked pretty hard to make it not just a retail storefront, but a distribution center. Rita can probably talk to you a little bit about how, with this basic needs program, we've also created what we call a voucher program, because we look at the thrift center as just like we have that pool of funding. We view the thrift center as one of the tools available to our basic needs clients through that program.
Sure. Yes. As I mentioned, we speak to our clients and about their income. We do an income calculation actually during that needs assessment, and based on the income that an individual is making, we can determine if we are going to provide items at a discount, and if they qualify below certain guidelines, we do provide the goods at no cost. Mm-hmm. So that is a part of the basic need assessment that we do.
And I would think if someone comes into Catholic Charities Basic Needs, and if they've just experienced a fire, mm-hmm. or all of a sudden they were kicked out of their home, and they need to start from scratch, I would think mm-hmm. that having the thrift center as part of the tools in the toolbox is very valuable.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And just let me give you an example. Not that we don't love our retail sales. We love our retail sales. Well, so please, people, come in and shop. But the truth is we give away in distribution to folks that qualify for it more goods than we sell. Mm-hmm. And that just gives you that's an example of the demand in the community. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have people that are really struggling to get by. We used to say day by day, now it's hour by hour.
Yeah. So if someone is listening who has some items to donate to the thrift center, and you know it's going to be, you know, this is a time of year when people are going back to school and kids might need, you know, school clothes and backpacks and that sort of thing. What types of items are you looking for as far as donations to the thrift center?
That's a great question, Bob. And yes, you mentioned back to school, and I can share with you that we are currently gearing up for the back to school season. So we are looking for donated items like school clothing even, and shoes or book bags, school uniforms even. Mm-hmm. So we do make those available to our clients. And generally speaking, we just ask that donated items be fairly good condition, ready to wear or usable condition is what we would like to see. We don't have anyone or any means to repair items. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason why we ask for that. We do, as Fritz mentioned, sell mattresses, and we're licensed by the state of Delaware to sanitize mattresses, box springs, and even pillows. So we can accept those items as well. And to donate, you can stop into the Thrift Center. We're open Monday through Fridays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Or for furniture or larger items, you can call the Thrift Center to schedule a pickup. You can dial 302-764-2717 or even go on our website. As I mentioned, the www.ccwilm.org site does show our pickup schedule. As Fritz mentioned, we go out 5 days a week, and by zip code, we are in certain areas. So you can look at that schedule and decide when you'd like a pickup and schedule it right online or just give us a call.
Mm. Well, Rita Hollingsworth and Fritz Jones from Catholic Charities, thanks for being with us today on Lifestyle. I've had a real blast, and it was a real pleasure talking to both of you.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you.